Why do you exist? Why does it matter? Why should we care? This is the question of purpose. It's where every good design begins. If purpose is so important, what then is the purpose of purpose? Hey, it's Soji, and this is the Brandfather Experience.
1, 2.
In recent years, the idea of purpose has become very popular because of thought leaders from different walks of life, religious, social, business. Several books and talks have been given on the topic in the last 10 to 15 years, all of which sparked several conversations and caused the idea to spread across the world. One of the key contributors of the spread, especially in the business world, is Simon Sinek. His TED Talk, Start With Why, is one of the most watched TED Talks and most referenced when it comes to this subject. Here is the central idea of his talk.
Every single person, every single organization on the planet knows what they do 100%. Some know how they do it, whether you call it your differentiating value proposition or your proprietary process or your USP. But very, very few people or organizations know why they do what they do. And by why, I don't mean to make a profit. That's a result. It's always a result. By why, I mean what's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your belief? Why does your organization exist? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? And why should anyone care? Well, as a result, the way we think, the way we act, the way we communicate is from the outside in. It's obvious. We go from the clearest thing to the fuzziest thing. But the inspired leaders and the inspired organizations, regardless of their size, regardless of their industry, all think, act, and communicate from the inside out.
The popular purpose of business, as broadly understood, was financial gains, that is, maximizing opportunity for profits. Businesses did whatever it took to increase profits, and some will even use crooked means for gains. This was the game they played. That perspective of business is beginning to shift. Even the idea of capitalism itself have been questioned and sometimes labeled as a terrible system that have taken advantage of people and destroyed the planet. Now, there seems to be an expectation that businesses must answer, why do we exist beyond money? Purpose being cool and trendy has forced many businesses to take a stand out of fear and guilt, not pure or true intentions that they can stand behind. Following politically correct themes that make them sound noble, but being incongruent with their action. This does no good for your brand, especially in the long run. When purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. This equally applies to the subject of purpose. Purpose is the reason, motive, justification, the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Purpose is relevant in different contexts and different levels of your business. Sometimes it's implicit and sometimes explicit. But first, there needs to be an overarching purpose from which all other purposes derive validity. For example, the purpose for adding a specific feature to your product and the purpose for which your brand exists are different but can be strongly connected. What a purpose statement does is similar to what a vision statement or a mission statement does, in that they all set strategic foundation that guide brand decisions and act as a filter for evaluating them. But purpose is different in the sense that it is the fundamental premise from which everything else makes sense. Being intentional about your business requires you to answer the question, why does it matter and to what end is this exactly? The intention of setting up your business could be to maximize profit, but money itself is a tool in service of something else, a means to an end. And that end for some could be taking care of your family, building wealth, attaining status, funding your next big project. All of these are as valid as any other cause. Purpose is not always about saving humanity, even though that's relevant in some context, but it's about having an encompassing view of everything that you are about and using that as a basis for all that you do. There are several benefits to having purpose, but the purpose of purpose is coherence. Elon Musk is an exceptional example that most people can relate to. If you pay attention to everything Elon Musk does or is doing, from Tesla to SpaceX, OpenAI, SolarCity, Neuralink, and his recent purchase of Twitter, you can observe a common theme that suggests what his purpose is. If I were to write a purpose statement for Elon, here's what it would sound like: for the future and well-being of humanity. Whether that's saving the planet or averting a likely risk, a future risk. It sounds ambiguous, but if you look at the individual purpose of each of the ventures I just mentioned earlier, you can point them back to this foundation or this fundamental idea about the future and well-being of humanity. Elon might be an exceptional example, but the truth is, not every business will save the world. Some will contribute to a better world while chasing financial gains. But if you can't treat your customers and employees with dignity, trying to fix the world's problem is simply pretentious and incongruent. Whether your purpose is simple or big and audacious like Elon's, make sure your actions and decisions reflect it as true. There is so much to clarify around the topic of purpose, and in subsequent episodes, I would address more on the topic. If you want to follow this conversation or have any question or contradiction and you want to share with me, reach out to me via my email at soji.oy@gmail.com. That is soji.oy@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to respond to you. Thanks for listening.